Welcome to Intergalactic Wasabi Mix, live mix by Snowdusk on Anon Radio.
Assignment, Outer Space. Assignment, Outer Space.
Hello and welcome to the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix on AnonRadio.net. What? You are playing surf music. It's a special kind of surf music. I hope JWH is tuned in. He loves surf music. Sorry for the technical glitch earlier. I had to disconnect my two CDJs. Hello and welcome again. Thank you for joining us on SDF Commode Chat. Is it Commode or Commode? It's usually the syllable that carries the meaning gets the stress. It's a linguistics thing. So it should really be Commode. Anyway, never mind. We are in SDF Commode Chat in the Anon Radio Room. Also on IRC, log on to irc.sdf.org. In the Anon Radio channel. That's what I studied in university, to be honest. Unfortunately. Fortunately, maybe. I've forgotten most of it. Yeah, lots of space stuff tonight. Kind of space. You are just listening to Assignment Outer Space by WJLP. I don't know what WJLP stand for. I'll find out later. Now you're listening to Radioactivity by Kraftwerk, and this is the rare King Klang. Sorry, Kling Klang Produkt Remix. Please enjoy. Snow Dusk, you said no doof doofs. Sorry, just this one. So that was okay. Now I just want to tell you, this next song is called Telstar. I don't know, I got so obsessed with Telstar this last weekend for some reason. So this is not the original. The original is by The Tornadoes from 1962, but I'll play this remix for you. Telstar by Old Bloke. Thank you. Okay. New kid. New kids in the hall. Wait. Kids in the Hall. Yeah. If you know Kids in the Hall, you probably recognize this band. Kids in the Hall was a very popular Canadian sitcom in the 80s. I love it. I know JWH knows Kids in the Hall. So does Tobe. So anyway, yes, Kids in the Hall. They even have a movie. Kid Candy. It's so funny. It's a CBC show. This is actually the soundtrack. The actual soundtrack of the TV show. Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet. Maybe while we're at it, who is your favorite Kids in the Hall character? I like Cancer Boy and the Chicken Lady. But if I have to choose one, I'm gonna choose Cancer Boy. Oh, the squishing head guy. I think he works in a bank or something. Okay, I promise, this is the last Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet song that I'll play tonight. This is their rendition of Popcorn. I know, Eloisa. I love this song. It's not even a song. Instrumental music. And it's been said that this was the first, very first ever electronic pop song. Pop. Electronic pop. Right. Yeah, the original Popcorn. Oh my god, I forgot who wrote it. This is such a significant piece of music, and I forgot who wrote it. Somebody probably knows from the crowd, from chat. Anyway, that was the very first ever electronic pop song. When people heard it, they didn't know how to react, because it was weird. And then Kraftwerk came, made it even weirder. No, not the Ventures. I'll find out. It's an individual, just one person. Oh. Anyway, this is Bastards of Love with Abmash. Gershon Kingsley, duh. He composed it in 1969, Popcorn. I wish I have an original version of it. I don't. The most popular version of Popcorn is the one created by Hot Butter. I won't be surprised if that's from the 80s. It's called Minimal Wave. And so is this one. This is actually from the 80s as well. This is a Canadian synth group called Echo 83 with Digital Delight. I haven't said my shoutouts yet. Hello and welcome to all the folks, beautiful folks on SDF Com Mode, DJ G Love, Gemlog, XLD, Dokuja, Eloisa. Publius, our very popular DJ. He's back, by the way, so make sure you tune in to Hear Now the Words every Tuesday and Friday. Science fiction. Long form, how do you say it? Long form spoken word program. Yeah. Stories from 1 million, I'm just kidding. Stories from 100 years old. And more, right? That's how it is. Don't believe what SMJ did. SMJ created his own version of Hear Now the Words. And he says, like, gazillion, zillion years ago, something like that. Anyway, Publius, okay? Hear Now the Words. Oh, hello and welcome to RAW on IRC. Thank you for tuning in. Did I miss anyone? I don't see Shufei. Is she here? No, she's not. Okay. Oh, Adam D and Claire. Don't forget them. Thank you so much, everyone. Isn't this awesome? Can you believe people from the 80s were already creating this kind of music? And not everyone knew the existence of this underground minimal synth music. Hey, XLD said, that's not real music. They're just pushing buttons. Which they are, actually. That's why a lot of, like, hardcore musicians hate synth pop groups. Especially Depeche Mode. Ask SMJ. He hates Depeche Mode. Yeah, back then they were just, you know, a lot of hardcore musicians. Just think of them as, you know, kids playing around with buttons. But it's beautiful what they make, you know? I like this. Depressed mode. Oh, you guys are so funny. I won't be surprised if these guys are from Montreal, because apparently Montreal, Quebec in Canada is the seat, the center of 80s synth pop in Canada. Isn't this weird? It's so beautiful. I haven't heard of this song, by the way. I'm just hearing it now. All right, so that was Echo 83. Now I'll play another synth pop group from Montreal from the 80s. Minimal as well, minimal. This is called Rational Youth, and this is called Saturdays in Silesia. All right. Has anyone heard of Rational Youth back in the 80s? If you were alive back then. I've never heard of them. Oh, hello and welcome, Koenig. Oh, Musical Youth? I know Musical Youth. Pass the Duchy. That's for tomorrow, XLD. Let's play that tomorrow. Okay, this is another tune from WJLP. I need to find out what that means. And this is called Zero Gravity. Just in case you guys didn't know, I actually like 60s music. I grew up hearing them from my grandpa and my dad. Yeah, so I do like surf music, especially 60s psychedelic rock. It's crazy. But I don't play that in Intergalactic Wasabi Mix. Alright, this is Air, a French band. Kelly, watch the stars. Thank you again for tuning in. This is the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix on AnOnRadio.net. And my name's Snowdusk. We'll be right back. The haunting sound of the theremin. I love it. Theremin. How do you pronounce it? Theremin. En français. I tend to be stubborn in pronouncing things. Ah, okay, thank you, XLD. I don't know, I found this and I just wanted to play it. It has autotune. I hate autotune. Believe I'm everywhere, giving it the light. Just do a proper vocoder. Ages is the answer to a never ending story. But I love the, you know, the instruments. Fly a fantasy. Dong, dong. Dream a dream, and what you see will be rhymes that keep their secrets will unfold behind the. I think this is just a demo because it's really short. It's actually an artist from SoundCloud. You know, a lot of independent artists are actually on SoundCloud. I love SoundCloud. I don't work for them, okay? Yeah. Yo-Yo Bob. That's his name. Okay. I didn't realize that that was only for a minute and a half. Yes, actually that's true, XLD. A lot of indie artists are on SDF. And Gargron, Eugen Rochko, the creator of Mastodon, doesn't think so. He thinks SDF is a general use Unix org. It's a whole story. Well, because SMJ was trying to like talk to Gargron, or AKA Eugen, asking him to promote SDF because it's an arts organization, not just geeky computer organization. Yeah. But then Eugen responded. Actually, you can find that response on the SDF About. If you go to mastodon.sdf.org and then click About, you'll see Eugen's response there. SMJ posted it. So funny. I think that's the reason why SDF is like this. It's like a fusion of arts and tech. It's because of SMJ, because he's also an artist. He's a musician, also a hacker. Like, where do you get that combination? Only on SDF. by the way, we have a different definition of hacker, okay? Hacking for us SDFers is different. Not that stereotypical hacker hacking that you know. Hacking for us is for educational, you know, educational purposes. Well, actually, that was the original meaning of hacking, right? And then, you know, all these bad people started giving hackers bad name. There's actually a site on SDF where you will see how we define hacking on SDF. Now I'm trying to figure out how to get to the about on Mastodon. Oh, there you go. I think this is it. About. Okay. So it's mastodon.sdf.org/about/more. Oh, no. This is not it. Where is it? I'm trying to look for that response from Eugen. Yeah, because you know, SMJ told us that it's actually Eugen who maintains our Mastodon instance. I don't know if that's true. That's what he said, you know. That's funny. Eloisa said, I mean, do whatevs you want to do with the floppy. Whatevs you want to do with the floppy, as long as it's consensual between you and the floppy. But information wants to be free and all. Copy me. What's that? As IDE, etc. Hackers per se are not the guys in hoodies. A. Trying to scam you out of your money. Anyone can do that. Yeah, you have a point, Eloisa. Yeah, me too. I hack. But because I want to learn. But I'm not doing anything illegal. Unless I hate the person. I'm just kidding. No. I don't do that. I don't even know how to do that. Information wants to be free. XLD. All right, that's ding. That's it. Okay. Now I'm playing. This is a composition by Jean-Jacques Perry and Gershon Kingsley, two pioneers of electronic music from the 60s, Visa to the Stars. Hello and welcome, Bob J. Oh, I'm surprised you know that album. That is actually a very, very popular album by Perry. The In Sound from The Way Out. Was it Perry or the two of them? I can't remember now. Hello? Just kidding. Alright, this is the Moog Cookbook. And this is their rendition of Rock and Roll All Night. Okay, thank you, Bob J. Perry and Kingsley. Oh yeah, I think that song is from there. From that album. Yeah, this one is strange. This duo actually, they just used the analog synthesizers. I think mostly Moog. You know, like the Mini Moog, all kinds of Moog. I think only the Moog can produce these sounds. satanic moog. XLD said it's satanic. Maybe back then in the 60s, they think this kind of music is satanic. It's so American. This is Atomic Mosquitoes with Planet from Outer Space. Unfortunately, this is all the time we have for the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix on radio.net, and I'll be back tomorrow, same time, 0100 hours UTC, 80 Synth and New Wave. Tomorrow, after this show, is Open Void, call 929-299-1269 to join the conversation. Thank you to all the folks on Calm and IRC. Have a great night. This has been Snowdusk signing off.
VOIP9 is our time for NIFOL VOIP. Please dial 929-299.